Well, we're learning a lot more about how the brain produces high-level cognition, high-level thought and action, and insight naturally comes along with that. We're learning more about memory, about attention, learning more about how the brain produces thought, and insight is an important aspect of cognition. So we're naturally learning more about that.
And how are we learning about it? I mean, when you study the way, you know, we think, how are you actually getting people to have, as we're discussing today, moments of insight to track that?
Well, we've learned a lot about how the brain stores information, how the brain memorizes things. And what it seems to happen is all memory is association. They're all little bits of information we have, all linked to other bits of information. So we have different images, bits of knowledge, all linked together into a network. And that's what we think of as a memory. And it seems as if in the brain, it's largely the same thing. In the brain, is a network of neurons. And how memory seems to work is that as you have experiences, you strengthen certain connections in the network and the ones that are used, and you weaken the ones that aren't used. So you develop a network of neurons that describe this association of things that we call a memory. Now, insight may be a reconfiguration. Insight may be where you have like two. It's fair to say that there's no probably no truly new thoughts. Maybe just rediscoveries or reconfigurations of old thoughts.
Okay.
And what an insight may be is you have two different, largely independent networks of neurons, networks of memories that may be near one another in terms of brain space and also in terms of what memories are associated. They're near one another, but they've been largely independent. And what an insight may be is when these two networks sort of suddenly find the overlap and reconfigure into a new network, a new set of associations that forms a whole new way of looking at an old thing. So an insight is restructuring of information. It's seeing the same old thing in a completely new way. And once that restructuring occurs, you can never go back. You've created a new memory, a new set of networks in the brain, and it's there forever. You see the problem differently from then on.
And I guess that explains why so many of us experience an insight, if you like, when we've been looking at a problem for hours and hours, if not days or weeks. And sometimes when we finally, in exasperation, put it aside, you know, put it away and go and do something else and just not think about whatever it is that's been bothering us or, you know, transfixing us, then we have the insight.
Absolutely. I mean, I have the same experience. Virtually every major scientific insight I've had is when I haven't been thinking about the problem. And that may go back to this whole idea of memories being networks of neurons. As you think about the same problem in the same old way over and over again, you're strengthening the connections between the neurons that describe that thought. And as you activate them over and over and over again, you're making those connections stronger and stronger and stronger. You're essentially drawing deep ruts into the brain. And now when you stop thinking about that problem, the network of neurons that comprise that thought process are still there, but now you're not activating them repeatedly, so maybe they dissipate a little bit, and it allows essentially the ruts to get a little more shallow and neural energy to suddenly flow along new channels into new networks, and that may cause the reconfiguration that produces insight.